Listen to part of a talk in an art history class.
To study paintings by old masters, experts often make use of modern technology. Today, let's talk about one example of that, X-rays. These days, X-ray equipment is no longer found just in hospitals and dentists' offices. Now, it's also widely used in the study of works of art. And it's led to some exciting discoveries. For instance, an art historian in Ohio discovered that two famous paintings, now held in different museums, were originally parts of the same painting, probably sought apart by some greedy art dealer. X-rays showed several hidden figures that had been split between the two canvases. In another famous painting, a portrait of a young boy, an X-ray revealed that the artist had once painted a small white dog where now only rocks and grass can be seen. In this case, the technology gives us an insight into how an artist's thinking developed and changed during the process of painting a picture. Perhaps the most important question an art historian may have to address is whether a particular work was actually painted by a certain master artist, or perhaps by a less well-known apprentice or imitator. The hidden brushstrokes that an X-ray reveals may lead to a definitive answer to this question, but not always. Let me tell you now about two respected experts and how each used X-rays of one famous Dutch portrait to support radically different conclusions about it.